Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Michael Medved is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, a legendary radio talk show host, the author of a dozen books at least, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. His new book is called The Five Big Lies About American Business, and he's here with us again. Michael Medved, welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Give us your website, too, by the way.
It's at michaelmedved.com. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L-M-E-D, as in David, V as in victory, E-D.
And everybody, check that out when you get a chance. And Michael, recently President Obama was talking about, he was trying to defend his position, it seemed to me. I'm sure you heard the part of the speech at least. It seemed to me that he was trying to defend his position on capitalism. He believes in capitalism. He believes in entrepreneurship. He believes in trade, et cetera, et cetera. But then he couldn't just let it go. He had to stick this in, and I think this is an exact quote. This is Obama, quote, "At a certain point, you've made enough money," unquote. Did you hear him say that?
I sure did.
If he had made that a couple of years ago, would that have been one of the lies in your book? Would you have had six lies instead of five lies?
No, it fits in with one of the lies that I write about, which is when the rich get richer, the poor get poorer.
Yeah.
Because the assumption is that if you make too much money, somebody else is going to make too little. The assumption is that creating wealth causes poverty. And that assumption, of course, is idiotic.
Well, exactly, because capitalism, with all of its warts, is not a zero-sum game, is it?
Not one bit. And America has always been built on limitless horizons. I mean, it's a fortunate thing that Henry Ford and Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller and the great captains of industry, who were not robber barons, they were creators. They were people who built America, who gave us technological breakthroughs, and who made this country possible. It's a fortunate thing that they didn't think that after making their first $1 million, well, I made enough money, and now it's time to go ahead and retire and stop being creative. And honestly, I think to some extent, Jim, this is where spirituality and business intersect. Because if you're a person of faith, you recognize that God is limitlessly creative, and human beings created in God's image also have limitless creativity. The idea that there's never enough, that human beings are restless, that we want more, we want to do more, we want to make more, that's not a bad thing. That's what makes us human. That's what makes us American.
Well, see, there are people out there who think that love is a finite quantity, a commodity. They think that there's, you know, that if you love me, then you can't love them as much.
Well,
there are people out there who think that way.
Sexual love. Yeah, I think that's probably.
I'm talking
true,
about.
I think your
I'm
wife
just,
agrees with that.
Yeah. I'm talking about philo.
Higher love.
I'm talking about philo or agape. I'm talking about
sure.
You know, there are people who believe that, and do you think there's a mindset that people have that attitude about lots of things, not just about love money? That they're
absolutely.
Limiting. These are people whose thoughts are limiting.
Absolutely, it's called materialism. If you're a secular materialist, then you believe that matter is never created or destroyed. There's only so much stuff, so
right.
much anything in the world. And that someone doing well means somebody else doing poorly. This is one of the reasons, by the way, and I do write about this in The Five Big Lies About American Business. The most important commandment for businessmen is the 10th commandment of the 10. It says, don't covet, which
right.
means that the fact that your neighbor has a nice house and a nice wife, or in biblical terms, and a nice donkey and a nice cow, doesn't mean you can't have one. It doesn't mean that that's something that you can't have or must take from him. Go make your own.
And haven't we learned that in spades in the United States? I mean, hasn't that already been decided? I mean,
that's the essence of who we are as Americans.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that's one thing that is a powerful lesson of the current downturn, is that if you believe that when the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, which is big lie number two in my book, then you believe when the rich get poorer, the poor get richer. What's happened in this downturn is the rich have gotten much poorer. And again, this is the first time ever that that CEO salaries have gone down 2 years in a row.
Right, right.
And it's done no good for ordinary workers. It's you can't go ahead and say, oh, great, the boss is making less money. That's good for me.
But do you feel that, I mean, clearly now, I mean, I don't sit here on this show and take shots at President Obama. But when he says things like this, I consider that kind of language to be nothing less than an assault on entrepreneurship in America. What do you think?
I think you're right. And I thank you, by the way, Jim, for not using the term socialist, because I don't think it's useful to call the president of the United States a socialist. I don't think he is.
I don't think he's a socialist. I just think he has a worldview that's not the same as what made this country what it is.
You're entirely correct, and I write about it in my book. I quote in my book.
That's where I learned it, Mike. That's where I learned all this stuff.
Well, there you go. I quote in Five Big Lies About American Business. I quote a speech he gave at Arizona State University, where he's speaking to business school graduates. And he said to the business school graduates, well, sure, some of you will go out and follow a traditional path toward the corner office and a big salary. But the rest of you, I hope you'll consider a higher calling and go into the nonprofit sector.
A higher calling.
Yeah.
What does he think that nonprofit money comes from?
Well, exactly. In other words, if you've gone to business school, we don't want you to go out there and create jobs and to build businesses and to make profit.
Don't go to that lower calling that funds the nonprofits.
Correct.
Become a nonprofit. Unbelievable. Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. Right back with Michael Medved. The book is called The Five Big Lies About American Business. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Michael Medved, the author of The Five Big Lies About American Business. And as you know, Michael is a famous talk show host of his own right, number of years, 3 hours a day. He talks about lots of different things and author of a number of books. Michael, we're just talking about this idea that that wealth and prosperity are finite things. That if I'm wealthy, then that means I obviously took something away from you. You know, I used President Obama's quote, recent quote actually on the 28th of last month, where he said, at some point, you've made enough money. It's not just President Obama. There are a lot of people in influential places in America today, Michael, who have that attitude. And how do people like you and me and the folks who listen to us, who are trying to grow businesses and grow their wealth and find some independence and use their visible and invisible hands to help society, how do we combat that? How do we deal with that?
Well, first of all, surround yourself with other people who share your values. But basically, when the government comes out to get you, as a lot of people believe that governments are doing right now, you got to take a political action and defend yourself. And that, I think, is what the so-called Tea Party movement really is about.
Isn't part of that defense, Michael, though, becoming knowledgeable of the issues and paying attention, not just taking what the government gives you, but not just voting, but I mean really getting involved and knowing what's going on? Isn't that a responsibility we have these days more than ever before?
Entirely so, because most people who have a superficial awareness about American politics get their information from TV, but people who are listening to your radio show or going to your website or going to my website or listening to my show or just engaged with the issues. And right now there's so many ways to become engaged and become more knowledgeable. And I think that's part of what, one of the good things that President Obama has accomplished. He's united conservatives and defenders of the free market in that defense.
Don't you think though, Michael, that more than conservatives, he's given independents a little bit of a frame of reference for their own views? What do you think?
There's no doubt, because America is not, this is one of the lies you hear on talk radio. I mean, I could do a whole other thing about the five big lies of talk radio. America is not a majority conservative country. It is a majority moderate country.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
But most people in the moderate center do not like the direction of the country right now. There are people who voted for Barack Obama and feel deeply betrayed and disappointed because he's gone in the direction of growing government, growing deficits, and spending too much money, of money that the government can't make. Because this is another point in my book. His big lie number five is that you can trust the government to treat people more compassionately than for-profit business.
Right.
You can't trust the government at all because the government never makes money. It can only take money.
And this brings me to an excellent point. I'm glad you brought that up. What was it, 04, that the tsunami hit Southeast Asia?
Yeah.
What year was it? I forget. Whatever year that was. If you remember, the United States government had not given all that much money to that region, and we were taken to task in Europe because of what the government had not done, and those people thought that they were sort of throwing rocks at us, but what they weren't noticing was if you took the entirety of all American giving, it blew the rest of the world out, because in America we don't wait on the government to help people out. In other parts of the world, like Europe, they say, okay, government, you've taken all my taxes, you do it.
Well, that's exactly right. And by the way, that's one of the problems with American education. You ever wonder about this? Why is it that America leads the world in college education? And we do. We have the best universities anywhere in the world. That's not true of our K-12. It's because K-12 is almost entirely a government monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
In college education, it's mixed. You can go to a government university or you can go to a private university.
Mm-hmm.
And both are prominent and both receive support. We need the same kind of broader choice between the free market system and government-provided alternatives.
Michael, as we wrap up, I've only got a few seconds. My goal, my wish for America between now and November is not that people vote like me, but that they get involved, they learn what the issues are, and that they really they vote based on those issues, not some myth that's out there. What do you think?
I think that's right, and not just vote, but talk to your friends.
Yeah.
Get involved in conversations.
Influence them.
Voting can change government leadership, but only you and your conversation can help change mine.
Well said. Michael Medved, thanks for being here. Good job today.
What a great joy talking to you, Jim. Continued success to you and your show.
You too. Look forward to getting you back again real soon. Michael Medved, folks, The Five Big Lies About American Business, wherever books are sold. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.